WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So there's a provision in the Constitution that bans the federal government or employees from receiving payments or gifts from foreign powers. It's known as the Emoluments Clause. We never talked about the Emoluments Clause on this show until Donald Trump was close to becoming president, and it is suddenly relevant. So relevant that a group of top constitutional scholars plans to file a complaint this morning against President Trump, arguing that he's violating this very clause. So joining me now to discuss the suit is Zephyr Teachout, the Fordham University law professor who also ran for Congress and governor in the last few years and who studies and writes about the Emoluments Clause. Maybe you know her book, Corruption in America. Zephyr, welcome back to WNYC. Hi.
Hi, it's wonderful to be on.
So what's the...
You know, I want to challenge you. I think you and I may have talked about the Emoluments Clause.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you remember
when
this.
When your book came out?
Yeah, because actually it was central to the book. The title of the book is Benjamin Franklin's Snuffbox to Citizens United. And Benjamin Franklin's Snuffbox, a gift given by the King of France, this is before the Constitution, was referred to in writing the Emoluments Clause because people were concerned about payments from foreign powers.
So it is highly possible, I acknowledge, that I may have remembered the words Benjamin Franklin's snuffbox, which are more memorable than the words Emoluments Clause, so you're probably right.
but your point is really important, because the reason it hasn't come up before is not because it's not a fundamental part of our Constitution and it was absolutely essential at the founding. It actually led to some real awkwardness in the early years of our country. But it hasn't been litigated previously because no president has violated it in this blatant way.
So what's the complaint exactly that you're filing in court?
It's a complaint that was filed this morning at 9 o'clock. And it's a direct violation of the Constitution. So that Donald Trump, our president, is violating the Constitution. Now, we did everything we could to try to get him to not violate it. Several of us individually, and then the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW, C-R-E-W, has been actively calling on him. The chairs of CREW are Norm Eisen, who is the former ethics lawyer for President Barack Obama, and Richard Painter, who is the former ethics lawyer for George Bush. Both of them have been calling repeatedly on the president to sell his assets, which he'd need to do to comply with the Constitution. But we now have a president in direct violation of a pretty fundamental foreign bribery provision of the Constitution.
And... What are the specifics? Do you list specific instances of money that you say he's continuing to take after the inauguration? Because that's when he would violate the Emoluments Clause, not when he's a candidate. So what money is he taking today that puts him in violation of this clause of the Constitution? Can you get specific?
Well, I'll go over a few elements that we include in the complaint. We, of course, would need to see access to his tax returns in order to know exactly which foreign governments are paying him. We have a double problem, which is there's a real secrecy around this. But we do know there's some very public conflicts of interest.
While you look it up,
I've got it.
I will clarify something that we were talking about earlier in the hour with respect to the president's tax returns, and that is that within the last hour or so, apparently, his aide Kellyanne Conway has tweeted that they did not actually change positions, and she is clarifying what she said on ABC yesterday about him never releasing his tax returns, and that the position remains what it was during the campaign, which is that after the IRS audit is complete, whatever that means, he will release his tax returns rather than never. So since we talked about the never declaration earlier in the hour, now that this tweet is out from Kellyanne Conway, just wanted to pass that along. Anyway, go ahead.
Helpful to know. And without the tax returns, there's other foreign payments that we don't know about. But what we do know about, for instance, is Trump Tower. So among the largest tenants of Trump Tower is essentially China. It's the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, which is owned by the government of China. In fact, the lease is set to expire in a few years. There is the UAE makes payments to Trump Tower. The Washington, D.C. International Hotel, the Trump International Hotel, which you've read about for sure, is now being flooded with diplomats who, by some reports, are going to Trump Tower, the hotel, because in order to curry favor. But certainly, that's money from foreign governments that is going directly to you know, Trump's bottom line, which is the main thing. You know, we can talk separately about why management isn't anywhere close to what he needs to do. And then there's a lot that we don't know about, because we know that the there are we certainly know about The Apprentice, actually, that the proceeds from The Apprentice, which include foreign governments who are making payments, are going to the Trump Organization.
What do you mean foreign governments making payment to The Apprentice? Wouldn't he have been getting paid from NBC?
So the payments, their spinoffs, like and The Apprentice itself, they're international versions of the program, and in some instances, the payments to the program come from foreign governments.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Airing it in their countries, right?
Yeah.
So,
go ahead. Yeah, and then we have reason to think that there's lots of other benefits flowing to him. And the Emoluments Clause is very broad. It includes this language of any kind whatever. So you can't give a gift or an emolument of any kind whatever. And there are benefits flowing from other countries as well. The benefits include, approvals in India, China, the UAE, Indonesia, Turkey, Scotland, the Philippines, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan. The complaint you can find on Crew's website now. This is what we know, that there are benefits. Of course, we do need to know to see the actual details of his tax returns to know the nature of those benefits.
Right. Well, that's a lot. Now, as I'm sure you know, President Trump's attorney, Sherry Dillon, at a news conference earlier this month, tried to anticipate or preempt exactly this kind of lawsuit when she went before the microphones and said, no one will have thought when the Constitution was written that paying your hotel bill was an emolument. So you're arguing that point, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to understand how seriously the framers took it, and also how right they were to take it so seriously. They sort of looked around both the contemporary world and history, especially looking at what had happened in England when Louis XIV gave a pension to Charles II, and many people thought that influenced Charles II's reaction to various incursions. They referred to these. They were very concerned. And then they were very absolute in this language, saying of any kind whatever, because of the possibility of actually having our foreign policy, our trade policy, our military policy be influenced by countries who don't have our best interest at heart, and more importantly, who have a lot of interest in our foreign policy. So one of the things that really struck me about the press conference, and there was so much that was confusing about it, inconsistencies between Trump and his own lawyers in some cases. But one of the things that struck me is that it expresses you know, profoundly sort of out of touch understanding of the world. The foreign governments seeing Trump's companies still in operation and benefits flowing to Trump are undoubtedly going to try to leverage their capacity to make him richer or poorer, which is the capacity they have with these payments.
Now,
to try
also
to influence trade and military policy.
Also, in addressing this whole situation, Trump himself has said, I don't know the exact quote, but the gist was, are you kidding me? You think that somebody staying at one of my hotels or something like that is going to influence what I do as president of the United States? That's such a trifle compared to what I want to do for the American people on economic policy, on foreign policy. You think because the United Arab Emirates or whoever rents a hotel room from me that it's going to change my policy toward the Middle East? So in that respect, are you picking at nits?
You know, it is not for President Trump to interpret the foundational law of our country, the Constitution, and the deep wisdom of our founders in saying that it is not for somebody themselves to say, I am not influenced, because, in fact, they're probably the person in the worst position to know whether they're being influenced or not. That said, the interactions with foreign governments are quite substantial. We don't know their degree, again, because we haven't seen the tax returns, but they're quite substantial. However, even the tiniest payment counts as a violation. And just to give you a sense of how seriously other presidents have taken this, when Martin Van Buren was given a shawl, a horse, and a sword from foreign government, he turned them down, saying it's against the fundamental law of our country, fundamental law of our republic, to accept these kinds of gifts. So his President Trump's position is not only in direct conflict with the Constitution, it's in direct conflict with our entire American history of really protecting against foreign corruption.
So if your lawsuit succeeds and the federal courts rule President Trump in violation of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause, what's the remedy? Is it impeachment? Of course, that would have to be a political process through Congress if they found it to be a high crime or misdemeanor. But are you asking the court for a specific remedy?
Yes, we are. We're asking for him to stop taking the payments. So we're asking for a declaratory judgment that this is a violation of the Foreign Emoluments Clause, and an injunction saying he may not take payments from foreign governments.
I just had a thought. Is this actually a way to leverage out his tax return, because it would be a necessary piece of evidence?
It is a necessary piece of evidence. You know, what we're trying to get at is we're trying to stop a pretty blatant constitutional violation that undermines the integrity of our decision-making. Of our country's decision-making. As part of that, it would be important to get to his tax returns.
There we leave it. Another interesting wrinkle in the early days of the Trump administration being taken to court for an alleged violation of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause. We thank Fordham University professor and author of the book, Corruption in America, which she reminded me is largely about the Emoluments Clause, Zephyr Teachout. Thank you so much.
Wonderful to be on. Thank you so much. Take care.